Okay, today is Daf Vav. We're actually on Daf Vav. The first word of Daf Vav. Today it's extremely difficult Daf. Amud Beis is very, very difficult, very, very famous. One of the most famous, probably one of the most famous sugyas in all of Shas. We're going to get to it. The bottom of Amud Beis is, like I said, it's very hard. I'm still not sure I understand it, but we'll do our best. And today's shiur is sponsored by Binyamin and Shoni Schwartz in honor of their baby Yitzchak and the children and their other children, Tzviki and Ruki, and we should continue to have simchas with them. Okay, so we're up to the middle of discussing the topic of that just because you're suspected about money, you're suspected about stealing or improper money dealings, doesn't necessarily mean that you're suspected about taking an oath. An oath and money have nothing to do with each other. Velahad Amar of Nachman, but what about what Rav Nachman said? Rav Nachman said, right, Mashbin Oso Shvuas Hesis, that when there's a case of Moda HaKol, normally, by a case of Moda HaKol, there's no Shvuah. Kofar HaKol, there's no Shvuah. However, Rav Nachman came along and said, make a Shvuas Hesis. She said, not a Der Shvuah Daraisa, make a Shvuas Hesis, right? What do you see from here? Neymar, why don't we say Migu, that sins, the Chashana Mamona, Chashara Shvuasa? Why don't we say that? You're denying the whole thing? How could you dare deny the whole thing? So full of it. That will say. Now go make a Shvuas Hesis. That will also say. We don't say, since you're so full of it, well, I don't even trust you to make a Shvuah. No, make the Shvuah. Right? Visu, another instance like this, Hadutani Rabchia says as follows, Shnehem Nishbotin Vinotlin Mibalabayas. Right, the case was, I tell my workers, you go to the grocery store. I have a bunch of workers. I don't have the money. Go to the grocery store, I'll pay your grocery bill. So they go to the grocery store. The grocery store said, they went shopping. They took the cart, they took whatever they wanted, they ran up a bill. Mr. Balabas, pay me. The workers come and say, by the way, we never went to the grocery store. We never went. So pay me. What's the halacha? Nishbotin. They have to both swear. Right? They have to both swear. Who has to both swear? The workers and the grocery store owner. The grocery store owner says that he has to swear that he gave them. The workers swear they never went there. And Vinotlin and Balabais. The guy has to pay twice. And one of them is for sure lying. Right? Name amigu, the chashar amon, the chashar ashwaza. One of you is lying. Therefore, I'm not going to take a shul from either of you. And we don't say that. Vesu also, had Amr of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Shalosh Shavuos Mashbiin also. There are three Shavuos that we make a Shomer Chinam swear. Three Shavuos. What are they? Shavuah Shalo Pashatiba. A Shavuah I wasn't negligent. Shavuah Shalo Shalachti Bo Yad. A Shavuah that I didn't use it. And a shavuah she'ena b'rishutzi, and a shavuah that it's not sitting in my yard. It's not mine. I don't have it. It's not in my possession. It's a whole discussion why each one. These shavuahs are going to come up again later. This is not the place to delve into them. But what do you see from here? Name. Why don't we say migu dechashad amamona? Right, we're suspicious that he took it. Right. Right. Why are we suspicious? I come back from my trip. I say, where's the stuff I asked you to watch for me? Oh, I don't have it. Right away. He's suspicious. We make him make all these right. We think he took it. We make him make all these shvuas. That we trust him. The answer is yes. All these cases prove that just because we don't trust somebody about money doesn't necessarily mean that we don't trust you about a shvuah. A shvuah, people took seriously. They might steal, but they won't swear falsely. Name amigu dechashad amamona chashad shvuasa. Ella lo amrin on migu dechashad amamona chashad shvuasa. We don't say such a thing. Right? What? 1 second. Oh, name amigo de chashra mamona chashra shvuasa. El, lo amrinam yigo de chashra mamona chashra shvuasa. We don't say it. Abaya amanana, maybe chashin, maybe we do say it. Abaya argues. Maybe we do say it. Maybe. Nehaka by shtayim ochzim batalis. We suspect one of them might be lying, and yet we take a shvuah. Right? One of them might be lying. We have said that it could be that they picked it up at the exact same time. It's a little far-fetched. So there's certainly a possibility that one of them is lying. And yet, we make doesn't take a Shavua. Says Abaya, I don't really agree. I don't know how he's going to answer all these cases, but he might not agree necessarily that if you're chashed on money, you're not chashed on a Shavua. Maybe he says, if you're chashed on money, you might be chashed on a Shavua. Ela Amar Abaya, chashinon, here's what's going on. Shema malve yishna lo yishana yeshlo alav. Maybe he has an old debt that he owes him. He has an old debt. Right? And he knows that the other person is very, very nice. And he probably forgot about it. And by the way, I owe you $100. What are you talking about? You don't owe me $100. Leave me alone. So what does he do? He invents this whole ruse. I'll go take half his talis and then I'll say it's mine. I'll have to swear. I'll give him half. And that way I'll pay off the debt. That's why he's doing it. Right. So I'll make this whole thing, this whole din Torah, the whole thing is all fake, just to pay off my debt. Otherwise, he's never going to take the money. Whole discussion if you can even do such a thing. Anyway, that's what's going on. Chayshinan, we're afraid. Shema malve yishana. There's an old debt, yesh lo alav. So ihachis, if that's true, that this is the whole thing, this whole mission is about that case, so nishkol below Shavua. Then let him take it without a Shavua. What are you making everyone swear for? Ella, no. Cheshinon Shem Asavik Malva Yeshana Yesh Lo Olav. No, we're suspicious about it. Right? V'lav Amrinan Tafes V'lav right, we're suspicious about it. So V'lav Amrinan Tafes Mimona Misveka Mishtavi Nama Misafek. So won't we say, well, if you'll grab the money Misafek, right, you're doing this Misafek, so let's also say you'll make a Shavua for the same kind of Safek. Amar Sheshes Bre Davidi. No. Parshi Inshi Misafek Shavua V'lo Parshi Misafek Mimona. No, nobody's going to take a shvuah like that. A suffix, no one's going to make a suffix shvuah like that. Suffix money, people might take such a thing. My time, why? Mamon isi bechazara, money, there's a mistake in money, give it back. Shvuah, less of bechazara. Shvuah can't be undone. Take an oath, can't undo that oath. So at the end of the day, what is Abai saying different? Right? What's Abai saying different? Not so sure. Not saying anything different. At the end of the day, what's he saying different than the other chat? It's the same bottom line in the end. Okay. Next. Right. You have such a concept. You have such a concept. For whatever reason, certain mitzvot have more mazel than others. Right? Gzeil is not one of those mitzvahs that had mazel, but taking shvua was. Right? I'll tell you what's like, Tachnun has no mazel. Tachnun has no mazel. It's one of those things. Tachnun. It's one of those things that have no mazel. Why? I don't know. Has no mazel. Some things have such mazel. Right? Shvua? Nobody would take a full shvua. Imamish, the whole mesecht is based on the fact that people will not take a full shvua. Money? Gneva, gzeila? Now, people aren't interested in that. Right? I don't know. People have no tachlan, have mamash no mazel. Yeah. Right, so the same thing in America. Right? People will steal and cheat and tax all these things, but now who walks into a store who walks into a grocery store or a liquor store with a gun on robbery? People do it. Much less people do that. Okay. Here we go. We're starting the sugya right now. But on Amud Beis, it really intensifies on Amud Beis. Boy, Reb Zera. Reb Zera asked the following question: Takva echad bifneinu mahu. If somebody grabs the shirt, two people are holding onto a talis. They walk into Bezdin, literally holding onto it. And in Bezdin, one of them like grabs it away from the other guy. He pulls the whole thing away from him. Now he's holding the whole talis by himself. Now what do we do? So what kind of question is that? So the Gemara says, "Hechi dummy, what's the case? E deshasik, if Reuben and Shimon are holding on to a talis, Reuben grabs it away from Shimon. Shimon doesn't say a word. He doesn't say a word. You know what? Odui odule. He admits it by not saying a word. Shtika kahoda. He admits. You know what? It's not really mine. Right? Reuben finally is able to. He bests Shimon. He's able to get it. Doesn't say a word." You know what? That's an indication that Reuven really owns it. We're going to have a principle in a minute. The one who really, we've had this before already by this, the one who really owns it tries much harder to get it. We had that principle already on Daf Beis. Vidikatsavach. And if the guy's screaming, what are you doing? Just because you pushed me now, you took it away, therefore now it's not half mine? It's not mine? What are you doing? So if he says that, then my habil method. Of course we're going to tell Reuven, give half of it back. What are you doing here? We're sitting here, the bed's isn't sitting here. This is what you're doing? So if he says nothing, he must be, he's masking. And if he screams, of course, so what's the case? Says, no, lo tzvich, you know what the case is? The shasik meikara, first he's quiet, and then vahadar tzavach, and then he cries. First he's quiet, and then he cries. Why is he first quiet? Because the bezin's sitting right here. The chutzpah to rip it out of my hands in front of the bezin. The bezin's not going to sit idly by. But maybe they do sit idly by. So after a few minutes, he says, wait a minute. You know, by the way, just because I didn't say anything, it doesn't mean I'm asking him. I'm not masking him. I thought that the guard's going to come, the bailiff, someone's going to say something. That's why I was quiet. Now that I realize that, of course I'm protesting. Now what do we do? So, Mai, what's the halacha? Mid ashtig, since he was quiet, odui odule, he admits it. He's masking. You know what? It's not really mine. I realize he did pick it up before me. Odilma, or maybe, no, kivud de katzavach, since he's crying, hashta, right now he's screaming out. Igloi milsa, it obviously reveals the high de shasik meikara. You know what? He was quiet 5 minutes ago? Katzavari thought, hakachaz le rabbanan. The bezin's watching this happen. I have to speak up. The bezin saw what just happened. He saw the guy's a bully. So I have to say something. I didn't say anything. Now I really scratch my head. Maybe I should say something anyway. So here I am. I'm saying something. So now what do we do? So I'm Rav Nachman. Toshma. Rav Nachman says as follows. You know, v'medavar mamurim. When does our Mishnah say the din of shnayim ochzim batalis? That's only shnayim adukim ba. Two people are holding on to it. Mamish holding on to it. Aduk, they're clinging to it. But if two people walk into Bezin, one person's holding the talis and says it's mine, and the other one says no, it's mine. But who's holding it? You? What are you doing here? Who are you? Then you know what? I walk in. Hey, that's my shirt. Let's go to Bezin. I'm going to say that's my shirt. So we walk into Bezin. Simcha's wearing a shirt, and I say it's my shirt. You know what the halach is? I want that shirt. I have to prove it. There's no shvua, there's no split it in half. Right? Right? That makes sense.
Right. Someone finds an object in Monticello. They have to walk, they have to go hold it together.
Yeah. I believe that we're going to get to that question tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow. I hear what you're saying. I believe we're going to get to that question tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Because that question should have been asked in that base. Yes. So what's the mitzvah? So we went to sleep together at night, holding on to the talis? Is that, I don't know. I thought of that question. I thought to myself, somebody must ask that question. But putting that question aside for a minute. Hey Chidami, what's the case where if I say that Simcha's shirt is mine, that I have to prove it? E neima diktani. If it's the case that we just said, I walk over to you and say, hey, it's my shirt. So pshita, I don't need a brisa for that. It's so obvious that if I walk over to you and say, that's mine, I have to prove it. Ella, you know what it must be? He's trying to tell me something. You know what it must be? Shetakfa echad bifanenu. That one of them grabbed it away from us, from the other one, in front of Bezdin. And what was the halacha? If you grab it away in front of Bezdin, the halacha is, hamotzi mechaveru ol haraya. So there, our question's answered. The fact that you sat there and didn't say anything, and now you wake up and complain, too late, should have complained immediately. By the fact that you were quiet, now you say it's half yours, prove it. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not the case. No, we haven't resolved this question. And by the way, this question is not going to be resolved. It's not going to be resolved. We're going to go off on a tangent that's going to be brutal. It's not going to be resolved, this question. Hacha mayaskinan, you know what the case is talking about? Kigon, for example, Dasa lakaman, kidetsvisu letarvayu. They walk into Bezdin, they're both holding on to it. They're both holding on to it. Amrin and Lehu, and Bezin says, you know what, guys, go split it. Amrin and Lehu, Zilu, Plugu. Go split it in half. Without a shavua, made a pshara. Go split it in half. V'nafku, they go out. V'hadar, Asu, Ki tafetz le chadmenayu. They walk back in 10 minutes later, one of them's holding it. What? Hi, Omar. One says, you know why I'm holding it? Because odui odili, outside in the hall, he admitted it's really mine. V'hai Omar, and the other one says, no, that's not what happened. You know what happened? B'dmei agarti nahalei. I rented it to him. So you know what? In such a case, you know what we say? Damrina said, wait a minute. Bezi says, wait a minute, to this guy. Ad hashta, first of all, till now, chashadat alei, b'gazlan. We thought one of you was a gazlan. Right? You two people walk into Bezi with the same thing. So it belongs to one of you, Mistama, and the other one's just a gazlan. Right? But we don't know. So you said your story, you said your story, and what happened? We told you to go back out and divide in half. Hashta mugaris le below sadi. Now you have the foolishness to claim that you rented it to him without witnesses? That's what you're claiming now? We don't believe you. Therefore, it belongs to him and Hamotime Chavera Olivaraya. Does this have anything to do with our case? Nothing. This is a foolish person who did a very foolish thing. Walk back into bed, and where is it? Why is he holding it?
Why they walk back into bed?
Because, what? So they walk back in. They walk back in. He says, you know what? By the way, in the hall, he admitted to me he's right. After all, I'm holding it now. We didn't get the scissors.
You already have soft faces.
Yeah.
Right.
The attack was to split it. They walk back in 5 minutes later. One of Ben says, didn't I just tell you to split it? He says, yeah, you're not going to believe what happened. In the hall, he admitted it's mine. So now I should split it now? The other one says, I rented my half, I rented to you. So Bezin says, you know what? We think you're full of baloney. Because you know, you just had a Bezin over here. You just had it in Torah. And you went ahead and put yourself in a bad position without witnesses. Obviously, you're a liar. Yeah.
Is Gemara saying that this is the Pshat of Shnei Mogos and
Metallos? No. Shnei Mogos and Metallos, Shnei Mogos and Metallos. Who is it? Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman brought a brisa, a statement. When do we say Shnei Mogos and Metallos? That's only if they're holding on to it. But if they're not holding on to it, it's a case of the Motzei Mechaver Olivaraya. What did Rav Nachman add to our Mishnah? You know what he added? This case.
Why
they choshed
to be a
Gazlan? No, they both of you are a Gazlan. You both walk in holding on. So, like we said,
why?
It could be... That's very, very unusual. It's possible, so it's very unusual. So we're not calling anyone a gazlan. Well, choshen, maybe. So you know what? We heard the testimony. We heard everything. Split it in half. No, we're not choshen. This is talking. We don't know what to say. The odds are that one of you is like, the overwhelming odds are somebody has stolen it. To say that two people picked up an odd exactly the odds are very against that. It could be like Tosfos said on number base. If it could be, we'll say it. If it's theoretically possible, yeah. Is it likely? Very unlikely. Very unlikely. There's actually a machlokas, we've shown him over here. But
most cases that we have in the Gemara, trying to prove a point to disprove a point,
yes.
Is a case that is possible, most not likely.
Right. They're far-fetched. So, what?
Why is this any
different? No, it's not different. So the Bezin says, listen, could be picked up at the same time. But chances are we suspected one of you was a gazlan. So you know what? We said to split it. You go out into the hall, you come back in, and now you say that he admitted it to you, and you say you rented it to him without witnesses. Come on. You rented it to him without witnesses? That's what you did? We don't believe you. You know better than that.
But
that's the psak. I mean, not because it's possible, because we don't trust him now. Yeah, is it possible? Of course it's possible. As a matter of fact, The Ramban says, well, I have a better pshat. Why didn't he say, he just pulled it away from me. Why are you screaming? Yeah. You know why? But till now he couldn't get it away from you, and now he got it away from you. We don't believe that either. Who says that? The Rambam, the Rashba explains like that. All of a sudden, now he pulled, for the past, we had to sleep at night, we're holding it, we woke up in the morning, we came to shul together holding it, but now he got it away from you? All of a sudden, now he pushed you? Till he couldn't do it? We don't believe you. Okay? V'boy seima, I can even give you another pshat. Another answer. This is a very difficult answer. Midiktani, the asu l'kamon kitafis l'chad minayu. Really, only one of them is holding on to it. The idach misrach le'sruche. And the other one's barely holding on. V'afilu l'sumches. Even according to sumches, who's much more different pshat. The Amar, Maman Hamutal Basafik Cholkin, that if you have a money dispute, you divide it. You don't say motzi mechaver all over raya. You divide it. Below shavua, without a shavua, mo de simchis, but some of us would agree that the sar balav, the sar vcha lav klumhi. You're barely holding on. You're barely holding on. That's not considered holding on. That's not considered a claim. And therefore, if you want it, hamotzi mechaver all over raya. And the other guy's not? The other guy's not? Okay, so obviously, all things being equal, your claim is worse than his. And therefore, Moshe Mechavir Olavaraya. Okay, ready? Here we go. The question's not resolved. What happens if the guy pulls it away from you, he's tucked forward from you, he overpowers you, you're quiet, and then you scream?
I thought these things were kind of
answered. No, we didn't answer it.
No,
we tried to bring a raya from a cage where the bed had to split in half. They walked back in. That's nothing to do with that. We, as a matter of fact, we said that case, the Rajma said, it's not that case because all of a sudden now you overpowered him. So we didn't resolve the question. Trust me, we didn't resolve the question. Im Tim Shalomar, if you want to say, talk for Echad Bifaneinu Motziyino So Miyado, that if you want to say that we take it away from him, in other words, what's the case again? Two people walk into Bezdin, Steinberg is on the towel. In front of Bezdin, one of them overpowers the other one and pulls it away. The other guy doesn't say anything, then he complains. If you hold, we didn't resolve it. So, Im Tim Talomar, if you hold that we take it away from him, right, Hekdisha Eno Mikudeshes. Then instead of taking it away, instead of overpowering him, you know what he says? I'm Makdish it. Give it to the Beit HaMikdash.
My half.
That statement's meaningless. Why? Because what's the difference? If you can't overpower him and get it, you can't be makdish and have that work. What's the difference? But, Im Tim Salomar Tak for Echa Bifaneinu Ein Motziyino So Miyado, if we would hold that if you grab it away, you keep it, then Hekdesha below Takva Mahu. Then what would be the halacha if you makdish it without grabbing it? If you were to grab it, then we would say, since you overpowered him, you keep it. Why? After all, the guy didn't complain right away. He admitted it's really not his. Then he woke up and complained. So when you grab it away, when Reuven grabs it away from Shimon doesn't say a word. The Bezdin's watching this happen. The Bezdin thinks, you know what? Shimon must have agreed it's not really his. Then 5 minutes later, Shimon says, hey! Oh, it's too late. So since Reuven has the power to do that, what would be the halacha if Reuven, instead of grabbing it away, would be makdish it? Would that hektish work? Given to Amar Mar, since we have an idea, Amrisu Ligavoa, that the speech to Hashem, can I be makdish something just by speech? Yes, I can. Kimisi Raso Lahad Yadami, that has the same effect as giving something to another person. Right? Let's say I say to Simcha, I'm giving you my gold watch. I say a word like that. Does that affect anything? No. Till I give you the watch, then it's not yours. Once I give it to you, it becomes yours. What if I say, I'm donating my watch to Hektish? Those words alone, now it belongs to Hektish. I didn't do anything. All I did was speech. So, Amirasa L'Gavoa, speech to Hashem, is Kimisi Rasa L'Hedyit, dummy, has the same effect as giving it over. Kimanda Takfa dummy, that's just like grabbing it. So therefore, it would become Hektish. Oh, Dilma, maybe no. Hashta miha loha takva. The bottom line is, he didn't grab it yet. And Uksivan it says, Ish ki yaktish es beso, kodesh, a guy wants to be makdish his house, so we make a drasha. Ma beso bershuso, just like your house is obviously in your possession, af kol bershuso. So too, the only way you can be makdish something if it's in your possession. Just because if you were to be tokef it, we would say it belongs to you. The bottom line is, he didn't do it yet. So until you're tokef it, you cannot be makdish it. Lafuke hide. Lav reshusay. Tam ni reshus. How do we resolve that question? Okay? You hear the question? Tashma. Let's probably try to bring a raya from the following story. Dahahu Mesusa. There was a bath. And Dahavi Menatsu Bulai Beitrei. Two people were fighting over this bathhouse. Hayamar Didihu. Hayamar Didihu. One said it's mine. One said it's mine. And they're fighting over it. Nobody could agree. Fighting back and forth in court every day. In the court, more motions every day. Then, come chad minayu, one guy gets up, akdisha. He's makdishet. And you know what? Parshimenei Rav Chanina Rav Oshia, v'kulu Rav Anan. They stop going there. They stop going to that bathhouse. Because they thought to themselves, we don't know what the halacha is. We're not going to take a chance using a bathhouse that belongs to Hektish. That's Isra Me'ila. We don't know. You know what? They stopped using it. Stop using it. Amalei Rav Oshia, L'Rabba. Rav Oshia says to Rabba, Ki azalto kamei Rav Chista l'Kifri. When you go bump into Rav Chista and Kifri, ask him, Boimine, ask him that question. Because what's the plaque? It's the same exact case, right? He donated that. So what's the case? What's the halacha? So we add it. So as a chumrah, we can't go down to this bathhouse. But the bottom line is, can we go? Is this a valid hektish? So boy mine, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, it's a kiyasul surah. Amalei Rav Nuna. Rav Nuna said, masnisahi. It's a Mefarshei Mishnah. It's a Mefarshei Mishnah. Where's the Mefarshei Mishnah? In, of all places, in Tyros. It's a Mefarshei Mishnah in Tyros. Right? What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Suffik Bechoros. Let's say you have a Suffik Bechor. You're not sure it's a Bechor. How are you not sure it's a Bechor? Because the mother had miscarried before this baby was born, and we're not sure if that first miscarriage, she went long, whether it's a human being or an animal, makes no difference. Did she go long enough into term for it to be considered a Vlad or not? At some point, it becomes a Vlad. And then that Vlad miscarried. Right? This is a mother miscarried. Now she has another baby. By an animal also? Yeah. If it was a human. And the mother miscarried after the 6th month. Certainly, that's long enough in the term to be considered a Vlad. The baby, unfortunately, miscarried. Then she has another baby. So that's not a Bechor. But we're not sure. We're not sure when the first Vlad was miscarried. We're not sure. So it's a Suffolk. So Suffolk Bechoros, Echad Bechor Adam, it doesn't make a difference if it's a human being. Echad Bechor Behema, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Behema. Bein Tehorim, whether it's a kosher animal. Bein Temeim, whether it's a donkey. And the firstborn donkeys also have Kedusha. Doesn't make a difference. The halacha is, Hamotim Echaveo Olivaraya. The Kohen wants that Bechor. He has to prove it's a Bechor. Now what happens to a Bechor? It goes to a Kohen. The Kohen wants the Bechor. He has to prove it. Very simple. It's a Suffolk. He has to prove it. Vitani Allah, and what? The motzi is the kohen. What? 1 minute. Vitani Allah, and we learned on that. Asurim begiza uba avoda. Regardless of whether or not the kohen could ever prove that it's a bechor, the animal is usur to shear, to giza and avoda. You're not allowed to work that animal. Why? Because a bechor cannot be worked, and it's a suffix. So regarding the money, we say, Hamotzi Mechaveru Olivaraya. You want that animal, Kohen? Prove it's a Bechor. But regarding the Isurim of Bechor, we're going to be Machmir. Now, says Rashi, look at the Rashi of Hamotzi Mechaveru. Impossible Rashi. See the Rashi there? Hamotzi Mechaveru, it's like 3 lines down, the lines get small. Right? Kasal Kadaitach, Im Biyad Yisrael Hein, if the Jew has them, Have a Kohen, Hamotzi Mechaveru Olivaraya. The Kohen has to bring the Raya. Now what if the Kohen went ahead and grabbed the animal? There's a thing, something called Tukfo Kohen. The Kohen grabbed the animal. Did he have a right to do that? No. But he did it. What's the halacha? V'im Tukfo Kohen. And if the Kohen grabs the animal, now the Yisrael has to be Hamotzi Mechaveru Olivaraya. Right? Why? Because the Kohen had it now. He says, it's a Bechor. You want to take it away from me? Prove it's not a Bechor. But Rashi adds words that are impossible. V'im tak for Kohen, v'shasik Yisrael v'hadar tzavach, and the Yisrael's quiet and then he screams, have Yisrael motzi mechavero? The Yisrael has to bring a raya. What do those 4 words mean? That the Yisrael was quiet and then he screamed. That only makes sense when we have 2 people holding on to an object, right? And he's quiet and then he screams. What is the Jew quiet and screaming for? Right? In other words, asks the Pnei Yeshua, it's not Shayach over here, Shtika Kohoda. It's not Shayach. He has no clue. Nobody has a clue what's with this animal. Is it a Bechor or not? What kind of Shtika Kohoda? Right? Many Mefarshim don't learn like Rashi. They say, it's not a case of quiet and screaming. Stam, the Kohen was Tokivit. The Kohen grabbed it. Now the Yisrael has the duty to go down and prove it. We're going to ask you in a minute, how can a Kohen do that? Doesn't a Yisrael have a right to give...
I'm
never going to finish. What?
Yisrael now has to... Because the Kohen grabs, now Yisrael has to go prove his own case.
Right. Because the halacha is that a Kohen can be tokefit. How does that work? The Shach wrote an entire sefer on that question. So the Torah is safer in that question. How could a Kohen grab it? Tosfos asks, but doesn't a Jew have the right to give it to whoever he wants? So how could a Kohen grab it? Like, what right does he have to come grab it? So we're going to get two answers in Tosfos. Ask the Pinei Yeshua, what's Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? So the only thing the Pinei Yeshua says is, Rashi says that the guy must think to himself that in a case of Tukfo Kohen, for some reason, the Kohen wins. And therefore has to protest. But the guy is not Maor, right? He doesn't know the halacha. So he thinks if the Kohen grabs it, it must be he's right. It must be he does know. So I have to protest. Because otherwise, if you don't say that, it's a dochic answer. There's no other answer. Okay? Now, the halacha, what's the case over here? The Amar Tukfo Kohen, if the Kohen were to grab it, Ein Motzino So Miyado, we don't take it out of his hands. We let him keep it. Why? Diktani, because we say, Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. You want this animal back? The Kohen, whether the Kohen acted properly or not, irrelevant. The bottom line is, the Kohen took it. You want it back? You have to prove it. Right? V'chilo Tokfo, what if the Kohen didn't grab it? What if he didn't grab it? Asur Begiza Bavota. It's still Asur in Kedusha. Still has Kedusha. What do you see from here? If you're fighting over a bathhouse, and one of you is Makdashit, it's a good Kedusha. If you're fighting over the Talis, and one of you is Makdashit, it's a good Kedusha. If we don't know what the story is with this animal, you're not allowed to, the Kedusha's there. The Kedusha's there, you're not allowed to work it, you're not allowed to shear it. What do you see? That the Kedusha's valid. What? It's a suffix, but the suffix is only on the money. Hamotzi mechaveru olav araya. Regarding the kedusha, can't touch it.
Oh, because until he proves that it's not.
He's never going to prove it. How's it ever going to be proven?
Fine.
By the way, you're actually fine. So fine. If someone
then the kedusha pops off. Then.
If the scientist, fine. But right now we have a case where if there's no token, if the Kohen doesn't grab it, we still say it's kedusha. We had a question. Yeah. What if the fighting over the Talis and Bezin, he doesn't grab it, he's mocked the shit. Does that work? We said, I don't know. We have an answer. The answer is it does work.
Mocked the shit to the extent that if the other guy would now go and use it in such a way that he's mild.
Right.
The rice he would get.
Yes, that's the answer. Yes, they cannot use that bathhouse. Why? Kedusha works. We're going to reject that. I'm only Rava. Says Rava, Kedushas Bechor Karmarta. You trying to bring a raya from Kedushas Bechor? La'olameimalach Tukfa Kohen Motzino So Miyado. It could be if a Kohen grabs it. Of course, we take it away from him. Vafilu Hachi Atzurim Begizav Avoda. But you know why the Bechor? This is not a raya on Tukfo that you get it. No. You know why the Bechor is usher to work and usher to shear? The Kedusha Ba Me Eleha Shiny, because it's born that way. It's born as a Suffolk Bechor. The Kedusha comes from the birth. That's totally different. Kedusha comes from the birth. You don't have to do anything to make a Bechor Kodesh. It's Kodesh automatically. What?
Innate.
It's innate. It comes automatically. That's why, don't touch it. The money? It's a separate discussion. Who owns it? Oliver Raya. Separate discussion. But when it comes to the Kedusha, it's born that way. You can't compare a case where it's animals born that way to a case where I say something to make it Kodesh. So by the way, we have not resolved our question on the bathhouse. We have not resolved our question on the Talis. This was an attempt, but it failed. Not only that, Amali Rav Chanina L'Rava, Tani Misayei Alach, I'll prove to you that this is not that we don't let the Kohen keep it. And we don't let someone keep it. Why? Hasveiko, okay, ready? The halacha is. Let's say you have a suffolk peter chamor. Suffolk if the animal was really a bechor. We're not sure because the donkey had a miscarriage. We're not sure. So halacha is misuffolk will transfer the kedusha of the bechor onto a sheep, and then that sheep has a suffolk of kedushas peter chamor. Okay. Now says the Mishnah. That suffix, hasveikos, that suffix can go back into the pen, and that sheep now can be counted among the sheep for the purposes of meiser. Okay? After all, it's only a suffix. There's no kedusha really. It's only a suffix. So asfekos nichnasin ladir lizaser. A suffix animal like that goes back into the pen to be counted for the purposes of meiser behema. Now wait a minute. How could that be? V'salkadaitach takfo kohen. If you hold that the kohen has the right to grab and it belongs to him, so the right itself is strong enough to make it his. The kohen could come, take that animal, the suffix sheep, and say, it's petach hamar, it's mine. Since he has the right to say that, what are we trying to prove? That even if he doesn't say it, it's still his. Right? You're machdish it, even if you weren't tokef it. Right? You didn't grab the talis, you were machdish it. Same exact thing. The kohen could say, since I have the right to come grab it, and what's going to happen if I grab it? If I grab it, you're going to have to bring a raya that's yours, which you're never going to have to do. So if I could come grab it, so even if I don't grab it, has the din as if I could. And therefore, ein motzi yino so miyado, right? If it would be takfo kohen, we don't take it away from him, then am I nechnasin ladir? How could you put the animal back into the pen? Nimtzi, it comes out, zeh potem b'mono shel kohen. You're using the kohen's money to satisfy your maaser obligations. I don't have to do that. Right? Obviously, it must be that if a kohen is tokef it, we don't let him keep it. Amalei Abaya, says Abaya, imishum ha, lo tesiai demar. That's not a raya. You know why? Hachav mayaskina. You know what we're talking about in this case? Kigon de lesle elatisha vahu. No. There are 9 sheep, plus that 1/10. There are only 10 in the whole thing. So, demanashach, no matter what, it's fine. Why? I barchiyu vahu, if that animal is not kodesh, meaning what? The chamor, this is not the bechor, this is the second baby. So therefore the whole transfer was irrelevant, and therefore this animal is chol, and if the animal is chol, it has to go back into meiser, then shaper ka meiser. You did the right thing. Ilav bar chiyuv ahu, if the animal is not a bar chiyuv. Why is it not a bar chiyuv? It's not a bar chiyuv for meiser. Why not? Because the animal really was a bechor, and therefore this transfer was really valid, and the kohen really does owe it. If that's the case, then tishalav bar siwininu. You only have 9 animals. You only have 9 animals. So either way, you're fine. Either way, you're fine. Hadar Abaya, then Abaya said, you know what? Lav milsehi da'amri. What I said is not even true. You know what? It's not true. It's not true. I retract it all. Why? The sveka, lav by receiving you. A suffix can never be the 10th. Never. Ditnan, because we learned, kafat echad min aminuyin l'sochon. If, let's say you're counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, you're counting all the way to 10, right? One of those four jumps back in. You know what that lach is? The ones outside already can never be meiser, and every single animal in the pen can never be meiser. Never. Okay? It's a suffix. That's exactly our point. It can never be meiser. They're all potter. Every single one. You have 10,000 sheep, they're all potter. But if you're going to tell me that it's a suffix, you could do it. Do it no matter what. If it was really a valid chiyuv of meiser, you're good, you did a mitzvah. And if it couldn't have been, then niftar b'minyan haroi, it should become potter with the rest of the crowd. D'amar Rava, minyan haroi, potter. Minyan haroi is potter. Elamai sechal emar. What's the answer? Asiri vadai amar achmana v'lo asiri suffik. No, hati vadai. Not a suffik, only a vadai. Hachanami, here too, with here too. Right? That was the case of 9 and 1. Asiri vade amar achmana v'lo asiri suffik. The case of 9 and 1 is no different than the case of jumping back in. Asiri vade amar achmana v'lo asiri suffik. Only 9, not only vadais and not suffik. Therefore, there is no, the kohen has no right that if the kohen does grab it, we take it away. He has no claim to it. Okay, and that's how it stands. Now, I could spend obviously a tremendous amount of time on this gemara, but one thing I do wanted to mention. Tosfos asks a kasha that he doesn't answer. Tosfos asks, but wait a minute. When the animal jumps out, when the animal, you count 1, 2, 3, and then the animal jumps back in, why don't we say it's batal barov? It's batal barov. There's 10,000 sheep in there. One of them can't be used for Meiser. Why? Because it was already sent out of the pen. Sputzel Barov. Now there's 10,000 sheep in there. Because of one, the whole thing is Sputzel Barov. Tosfos says, don't tell me because it's a chash of a thing, that's only a Dindarabanan. And don't tell me because it's a live thing and therefore it's not Biminyan. It's all Dindarabanans. The bottom line is, why can't it be Sputzel Barov? Tosfos doesn't answer it. Right? It's a bomb kasha. So...
By one of these cases?
What? You don't have Bottle Barov by Kedusha, by Hekmah. What do you mean? If I have two kosher frankfurters and one shreif one, and they fall into the pot together, it's Bottle Barov.
That's not Kedusha.
So what?
Doesn't matter.
So, the answer is, because it's a pasuk. Asiri vade amarachmana, volo asiri suffik. Right? That's the answer. Tosfos knew that, but he didn't answer that. Right, the Rabbeinu Peretz says, because it's a live thing, it's not chashuv, there's no bittul, and even though it's a din derabanan, the Rabbanan have the power to be oker a din b'shev al tasa. So the Rabbanan said, since it's a chashuv, the Ritva says, what are you talking about? Why would the Rabbanan be oker a din daraisa for no reason? What's the purpose of being oker a din daraisa?
Why is it Sakadusha?
The fifth one, right, but the halacha is, that one, once it goes out of the pen, it can never be meiser again. Now we'll jump back in. So maybe that one's going to be the tenth. That can't be the tenth. So therefore, it jumps back in. All it was passed over. It went through the shevet. It went through the doorway. It's potter now for Meiser. Then jump back in. And maybe that's going to be the tenth one. That's already been excluded. Therefore, all 10,000 are excluded. Bottle Barov, no? If a tray for Frank falls to 10,000 francs, you can eat all 10,000. Oh, maybe not one person. But someone can eat them. Tosfos doesn't answer it. By the way, so Rav David Miller just says an interesting point from here. Sometimes, he quotes three examples. Sometimes, you have a suffik d'oraisa, and you go l'kula. Normally we say, suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. This is one of them. Suffik d'oraisa l'kula. Right? Asiri vade v'lo asiri suffik. That's number one. Number two, he says, by a mamzer. Mamzer vade omar rachmana, not a mamzer suffik. Suffik mamzer you're allowed to marry. Aye, when we say suffik d'orabana l'chumra, suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, we don't say it. And the third place says it is by a nida, by a kesem. Right? A kesem is a dinder abanan, right? So maybe there was hargasha. Maybe we say Savi Daraisa L'chumra. Why don't we say that? Savi Daraisa L'chumra. Sometimes you don't say Savi Daraisa L'chumra. Right? Sometimes. I'm a dinder abanan, it's fine. Alright? So that's the end of the discussion, and we will resume tomorrow.